This goes to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-842-1110. And Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, fax 989-779-7100. Regarding Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Most, M like Mary, O-S-T, date of birth 12/30/1953. Dear Cora and Dr. Lynes, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Most with stage 3B-4, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, lupus nephritis, anemia, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was May 15th of this year. She has lost 26 pounds over the last 6 months. She is slightly tired. That is her only complaint at this time. She did start Rokeltrol for an elevated intake parathyroid level, and that has improved after starting the medication. She's having no side effects after starting it. She does take iron Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that seems to not cause any GI distress when she takes it on that schedule. And since her last visit, she started Lipitor 40 milligram daily and was switched from actually Lescal to Lipitor 40 milligram daily. Other medications include the mycophenolate 500 milligram, 2 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. She also takes a methylfolate daily. Prolia is every 6 months, and Rokeltrol is 0.25 microgram once daily. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable and unchanged, no progression, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and it seems to be that she has adequate amount of urine output. No edema and no unusual rashes or lesions are noted on her skin. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure 110 over 68. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 8th of 2023. Her creatinine is 2.14 with estimated GFR of 24. Previous levels were 1.93, 1.9, and 2.1. Calcium is 9.2, sodium 136, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 3.5, phosphorus 3.1, intact parathyroid hormone. It was 390.5 and now 99.8. Her hemoglobin is down from 10 to 8.8, and normal white count and normal platelets. The patient denies any visible signs of blood in the stool or any other bleeding. Urinalysis, 1+ blood trace of protein is noted, and there's no UTI on culture. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have lab studies monthly at this point, and we're going to check iron studies with the next labs and other anemia measures such as B12, folic acid, retic count when we check in December. She may be a candidate for ARNESP or possibly IV iron, depending on the results of the lab studies. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, lupus nephritis on immune-suppressing high-risk medication, mycophenolate, and secondary hyperparathyroidism with improved intact parathyroid hormone and normal calcium levels after starting Rokeltrol. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.